gonna point in my nose.
Good morning. This is Sunday, the third day of November 2019, and we begin this day and this week and this month at the Quiet Place in love and light and peace and prayer. And it's the last day of Cherry and Emily's retreat, and they've been good retreaters. They've done what the Quiet Place is for. They've drawn close to God and received the gifts that the Holy Spirit wanted them to receive. So far, so good. And so we celebrate their retreat and being able to take care of them during this time, this sacred time. And so we pray, glory to God in the highest today, this week and this month, and all on earth, all the time we spend on earth. Ray. And so we pray.
Amen.
We conclude our spoken and sung prayers and continue into the sacred silence every day. We enter the secret chamber of the Most High, the quiet place at the core of our being, and pray. Our Creator, God, what is it you wish for us to know today?
As you begin your journey towards Earth, you were given eternal life to take with you. You carry within you the spiritual DNA of heaven. I am spirit. You come from me. You are spirit. But as your days on earth grow in number, there is a tendency to cover up that spirit within you, that flicker of eternal life within you, with all the distractions of the world created by man, with the events of your day, with the events of your life, with certain things that happen in history, with disappointments, with celebrations. Things get piled around and upon that piece of eternal life. Soon, it is possible to feel lost, to feel unworthy, and many around you conclude the same. But be still, and you will hear me call your name, and my light will shine. And it will shine through all the debris, and that spark of eternal life that is in you from me flickers and flames and follows the light. Remember always, you carry eternal life within you. Do not be dismayed. And the Holy Spirit says, it is amazing what the light of the sun can bring forth from the soil of the earth. Life. Abundant life. The soil of the earth responds to the light of the sun. Today, respond to the light of the Son of God.